Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Hey, what's going on? This your boy JB with the weekly DMV radio show. JB's locking in. Hey, look, we last week we had a ball with the Young Guns. This week I'm hoping we can get some of the other boys to get some locked in for some of the upcoming races. We got races in March. We got a couple in April. We got a couple in May, a couple in June. We got one coming up real quick in March at Mike Hill's. So, you know, I know the Horseman and Mike Hill been talking a little bit, so hopefully we'll get something stirred up with that. Or, you know, the boys from the Midwest coming over pretty heavy, and boys from Philly and New York. So something's gonna come alive pretty soon. But, you know, I'm going to start the show off like I always do, and, you know, I'm going to give y'all a little bit of something right here. What's going on? It's JB. You know, I had to give y'all a little bit of that turn down for what. Look, I want to see who will call in tonight. Now, this is something I want to see. Somebody asked on the page. They said, who has the balls enough to push that one button and make a true call out tonight? And it doesn't have to be an event in the DMV. It can be an event, you know, outside of DMV. But who got the balls to push that one button on here tonight and make a true call out and lock in some action? But look, we're gonna open up some other mics and stuff for if you got events coming up or you got anything you want to get across tonight. Hey man, the floor is open. I'm taking events. We taking lock in grudge races. Anything you got that you want to get off your chest, you can go ahead and push that one button and get it out. But like I said, I'm gonna give y'all update. March 8th. I don't know about you, but I'm heading down to Mike Hill's event on March 8th. He's got the 28s, he's got the 29s, and he's got a couple of locked-in grudge races already, including one of the heavy hitters from Team North. You got Brian Davis with Chucky is locked in against a car that Tony Bonds owns. Nobody knows the name or car yet, but from what they said, it's a stock suspension, 28. It's either nitrous or turbo. They don't know what yet, but Brian has already locked in with, like I say, it's a ghost car. But he's also locked in with King Kong Jr. also. So I know he's got two locked-in races. And I know, man, it's been people been locking in races left and right. So, you know, that's the first on March. That's March 8th. And then also you got some action coming up. I want to say down in Detroit, I think I saw something. Turbo GT's got a couple races locked in. So it's action getting locked in all across the nation, man. So, you know, we gonna try to get something going on over here. I see one number I'm going to go ahead and open up tonight because he's been a little quiet these past couple weeks, so I'm going to see why he's been a little quiet. Let's see. Let's open up this microphone. 803-242-1963. Your mic is open. How you doing, sir?
Fine, buddy. You, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm just on here, man, you know, chilling and trying to get, you know, trying to get these races off the ground. And, you know, we just got Mike Hill talking about Mike Hill's event and some races that got locked in last week. So,
yeah,
it's looking like a good one. You taking a shot at that, or you going up to Mike Hill's March 8th?
No, I'm going to be somewhere else, doing some other stuff somewhere else that weekend.
Oh, okay. What about, I know Mike is also doing, well, I know April 26th you're going to Piedmont, but I think your boys APS, are they going to Mike Hills?
Yes, they'll be there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I heard Mike got a nice little pot down there for that.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty good. I think it was paying, what, $10,000 or so?
Well, I know the total payout, I want to say the total payout for all the events was $40.
Yeah.
So yeah, but I know you're right. It's 10,000 for the 28th. So 28th and 275s. And I know APS. I've seen them putting that thing back together. So boys going to try to take a shot at getting that money.
Oh yeah, they got to go on.
Yeah, they got they definitely got it going. I heard that thing ride pretty good. So they you know, that's almost in their backyard, right?
Yeah, it's about 2 hours down the road, and it runs pretty good for what it is. I mean, what can you say about it? I mean, it's all there. I mean, you've seen pictures of it, and that's the best you can get.
Yeah, that's a nice. He damn sure got a nice piece. Yeah, I know there's definitely, I know about at least 15 or 20 that's going over there to try to take that money. So, I mean, even the class races are thinking twice about that one. But I think, you know, they're throwing some wrenches in the, I think from what I heard is what they're doing this year. If you ran a class within the year of that event that you're trying to make, I don't think you'll be able to run the event is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
Yeah, so I mean, as you know, I mean, to each his own. I mean, I guess some people, you know how that goes. You know, if you go out there, say you go out there and you run somebody, and he's like, well, yeah, I know where he go. You know, I know he go for whatever. So then you go out there, you knock him off, and then you know, it's true. I mean, anybody can say they say it, but if you go out there and knock somebody off, just running a number. All you know, everybody going to say, oh, shit, it's a guarantee that he run this, he run that. But that's how that go, man, you know.
Yeah, but they don't calculate how if you get the man out of the gate or nothing like that. They don't know how to do all that.
No,
people
see, they don't
know. People think they know what, I mean, if a man got there and run, say, for example, like, use a 470 and a car there run 490 and the 490 wins, they're going to swear that they ain't faster than 470, but they ain't going to know you're slipping in the light 2/10.
Well, see, another thing a guy told me the other day, and this came out of the mouth of a true grudge racer, he said, you know what, the thing about it, if you catch a guy at a track he ain't never been to, that 470 or that 460 might mess around and be a 480, 490, or even a 50 or slower, and then you got a good chance of, you know, knocking him off. But then the same thing, you still going to, say if you go out there and run a 510 pass or 50, you know everybody in the world going to be like, well, shit, you know, he run 470s. That was probably a 470 pass. But that's just...
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy, man. I mean, you got people out here now guessing and trying to estimate and do this and do that. So,
yep.
So the first action you got this year is it Dwayne, or you got something before that?
I got somebody before that. There's some boys around here and everything. We're gonna take care of them first.
Oh, okay.
And then we're going up there at Piedmont and take care of them other guys up there.
Oh, so what's the name of the car you're going to take care of first?
They call it the Eagle. That's what they call it.
Oh, the Eagle. Okay.
Yeah, they call it the Yellow Chevelle.
Oh, okay. He said just like you, or he said a little different?
He's but we said about the same, big block, the gas 28s.
Darn. And what action taking place at?
As soon as I find him in the racetrack.
Oh,
I might hunt him down like a deer hunter.
Well, see, I heard, what is it, Piedmont, are they open doing testing during the weekend now or whenever it's warm, or how does that work?
I don't know. I don't know if Piedmont's doing any testing right now or not, but I know Travis Harvey's got something going on in March or something.
Yeah,
March
Travis
29,
got
something like that.
Yeah, yep. Travis does have something in March. I can't think of what it's called, but he does have something. Let me open. We got a mic opened up. 301-848-4879. Your mic is open. Who am I talking with?
What's good, JB?
What's going on? Who am I talking with?
This French man, Montana.
What's going on, homeboy? What's going on?
Ain't nothing much, babe. I just called in, show a little love. That's all.
Yeah, man. I'm just sitting there talking with old Papa out of South Carolina.
What's good, Papa?
How you doing?
What's up, man? Y'all going to do a little action this year or what?
Yeah, we're going to be coming up north of that way here. Probably when it gets a little bit warmer. We'll probably come up there in June.
Yeah, that'll be good. Look forward to see y'all. Look forward to see y'all.
Oh, yeah.
What about you, French? I mean, I see the boys talking. The boys talking sideways a couple weeks ago. You going to have to lay something out with the ghost, or what you going to have to do?
You want me to call it like I said? This is what I say. A parrot can talk, can it?
Yeah, a parrot damn sure can talk.
But that don't mean it can do everything it talk about, right?
That's true. That's damn sure true.
My case.
Yeah, I seen them talking because they damn sure talking, but ain't nobody putting no money out there yet. So that's that. A man told me the other day, and you know, this a old. He's part of the page. I started the North page because some boys were saying, well, you know, we like the DMV page too, but you know, we don't. You know, they felt some kind of way. So I said, you know what, I'll give it. You know, a page just for all the North. And he hit me up. He said, man, I'm 61 years old. I said, well, tell me something good. He said, you know what? He said, the thing about grudge racing now is people will talk. But he said, the thing what we used to do, he said, you could talk all you want. But he said, man, we used to walk straight up in somebody's face, drop the money on the ground, and tell them to pick it in and lock it in. I said, no, he didn't. He said, yeah. He was like, it won't nothing for us back in the streets. He said, we drop that money right on the ground, tell you to pick it up, lock it in, and let's hit the street. But he said, now you got everybody crying about this. Because now the thing is, I'm going to tell you what everybody crying about now. The biggest thing now is motorized.
Yeah.
You say it, and then I'm going to let you finish, and I'm going to add on. Keep it. Now, this is from a young dude. Now, everybody crying about tire size. Now, I can see if it's, you know, 34-inch wide tire versus an 8-inch tire. That's different.
Man, yeah, that's damn sure.
Well, now, when I was younger, when they used to grudge race, they were grudge race. I never even heard nothing about no tire size and tire and kick and clear and all that. A lot of these boys around here, they watch a little Indicut videos, just start to get, pay Indicut some attention, heard the way they talk, heard their slang, and then now they jack it. So now everybody up here, that's all they know, back tie, kick and clear. You ain't never hear nobody up here talk like that. And I'm being real.
That's the
stop
thing,
everybody,
man.
Stop faking like you from down south, you from up here. You ain't never used to talk like no back tie, kick clear, one and one. Nobody up here used to talk like that until they start watching DVDs from down south. Or, you know, on YouTube. That's how they run down there. So now everybody got this, you know, got this. Then the next thing you start hearing about was the tire size, 28, 29, 30. He ain't that back man. They ain't used to run like that just a couple years ago. If you really think about it, they did not used to run like that back then, a couple years. 3 years from 3 years ago, did you ever hear anything about 28, 29?
That's cheap. No, you didn't.
Am I being honest?
You being honest?
And everybody crying about, oh, he's 470s, he's for this. Man, either you're going to run him or you're not. That's how I look at it. Like, if you know the dude is 460, leave him alone. Like, why even go to him asking, make the car or make the race right? Now I'll try. If you got a bag, then you won't, what are you doing? Like, stick to your class. That go for everybody out there listening. stick to your class.
And that, you said it the best.
I'm just being real. I've been quiet for a long time, and I'm continue to be quiet, but I'm just speaking the truth now. Like, I mean,
okay.
What are y'all doing? Like,
well, look, let me open this mic. I got some out of town. Let's see. I don't even know. 502-475-0588. Your mic is open. Who am I speaking with?
CJ.
CJ who? CJ who?
Out of Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay, what's going on, CJ?
Oh, not much. What's going on?
Man, we on here. We just having a little conversation about, you know, everybody. The thing now is, you know, everybody, the crying is starting to pick up more than ever now. So everybody,
I know,
you know
how it is.
Well, yeah. What y'all? Let me ask you this: what's the main thing you hear down in Louisville? Because I know y'all grew up right down there.
Yeah, it's pretty much. I don't know if any of y'all go to the NHGRO, but it's pretty much the same thing up there. Everybody's crying and begging for something. Don't nobody want to run heads up no more.
Yep.
Well, see the
good old fashioned drag race.
Well, see, the craziest thing, this is the thing that killed me. Now, I'm going to go ahead and be honest because I've been holding back a little bit too. But people on a page the other day, and they were going at it. And I'm going to be honest. One was maybe 300 pounds lighter than the other. Both of them nitrous, and there was maybe 100 cubic inches between them. Understood. But the car that was, you know, the car that had less cubic inches and the car that was heavier – had four stages. The other car had two. So what I'm thinking is, well, damn, they should go ahead and lock that head up. Man, the man that had the other guy that had the, you know, less cubic inches, had the heavier car, asked for the kick in the clear. I damn near threw the darn, I damn near threw the computer screen on the floor. I was like, are you shit? And I mean, and he asked for it seriously. Like, he typed it in, I need the kick in the clear for 502. The other guy said, let me think about it. I'm like, you a fool for even thinking about it, because the thing is, if you kick somebody, you got to be almost a second faster to kick and clear somebody that sit damn near like you.
Yes, sir. You got to be moving.
Yeah, so that's the thing now. Everybody in the world, the kick is, I'm going to tell you right now, the kick is the worst. I'm going to be honest. If I felt I was like 3 to 4 tenths faster than you, there might be a chance I'll do a back tie, but I don't care what nobody say. The kick, if you read it wrong, that 3 tenths kick going to 5 tenths to a second.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I mean, you got it. It's no room for error. Now, a kick may not be bad if you run into the big game. Now, 8 miles, if you misread the kick, then you done.
Well, that's the truth. You darn sure right. I'm going to tell you, it was a race. I'm trying to think. It was a race last year at MIR. And I think the guy misread. I can't even think about the race. It was at Custom Tees event or one of them events, and I know it was somebody – that gave somebody the break, and that break ended up to be, you know, that break ended up to be a second. Sometimes, and that was one of those races, you know, somebody give you the break, and there you go, money down the drain.
Mhm. I mean, it's a gamble, but I look at it like racing is a gamble. So, I mean, it is what it is to me. Like, it's either heads up or, you know what I'm saying, I ain't coming to nobody backing. Like, that's just how I roll. Like, what I look like coming to you? Hey, you think you can give me this? Come on now. Like, you ain't going to go to the bank. Hey, you think you can give me $200?
That's true.
You be real with yourself. Everybody crying about the tie size, this. Oh, your car is different. What you mean? Oh, your car is white, my car is orange. That's what's going to be next. I bet you.
They're gonna start crying about the color.
Hey, CJ.
Yeah. You know.
Hey,
how does
your car sit?
I'm having a gun in my hand. I'm
Just opened up. Let me see. I got somebody on speakerphone. 803-513-8945. Are you on speaker? Hey, 803-513-8945. Are you on speaker?
No, you said I wrote that down. He said.
All right, well, let me see.
Mute him, man. Mute him.
All right, there we go. Right there. He's sorry. I ain't never. That's another thing. I don't. No disrespect, but if you gonna get on the talk show and you got on the, you know, you on the. You're on speakerphone talking about this and that. I mean, don't even click the one button, man. I mean, you know, just go on and, you know, give it some time and wait and come back in. That's all I'm saying.
Was a magician?
Oh, there
I
we go.
It
we
sound like somebody wanted some attention.
Yeah, we got a slut in here now too. I think she needs some attention too. Does that slut need some attention?
Yeah, she need a little bit.
Oh,
she gonna be all she wants.
Don't start.
Hey, look,
I was listening to what French was saying, man. French told him he said it
he
the
said
best you could say it, man. You know, guys getting to the point where they you know, I watch a lot of them talk on Facebook, and I sit back and look
and chill,
at them.
Right?
Yeah, I sit back and look at them because I ain't for that. You know that talking, and because I know when the season starts. I know what's going to happen.
Yep.
You know, this ain't just happened this year.
I ain't mean to cut you off, but this is my grandfather say, one scared and the other one glad of it.
Man, like I said, a lot of people, it's just like a rapper, right? You know I mess with that music, so just like rappers. Everybody think they can rap, but really, everybody can't rap.
Yep.
You know,
no,
so
you
I feel like this right here. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this right now. I don't care who listening. The best race that I could ever set up and the best race that a person that just want to go for what it, you know, go for what it is, old school racing with Popeye. Because Popeye don't worry about all that tire size and all that. Yeah, we got our steps or whatever, but we both agreed to them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It go both ways. But on the same token, you know, you always got guys, they act like they want to punish you because you're a little lighter, or they think that you got a bigger motor. Don't nobody in this game know what size nobody motor is, unless they was there when it was getting built.
Yep.
You know what I mean? They go by the sound. Oh, it's saying I had a 468 bug. You know that? I had a 468 that sounded like a 630. If it's such thing as sounding like a 632.
Yeah,
so you
and
know
it's
also
just, I might be throwing shots, but it's also a whole bunch of 632. That sound like 305.
Yeah, well, I don't know if they sound like 305, but...
Yeah, I know a couple.
You know, God, no.
And yes, that was a shot. Whoever listened, you got action the first day the track opened. You
and
know,
see, that's
you
that's
know,
my
I don't got to say name.
I hear a lot of guys...
Oh, Lord. We got retired basketball players in here throwing shots,
no,
too.
No, sir, I'm playing next Thursday. God damn it, I got that 2-5 day in trouble. I'm going to light that ass up next week. You hear me?
Hey, but look, hey, Monster, that's French Montana throwing shots over there.
Oh, hey, Frenchie, baby. What's up, baby?
What's good, baby? How you doing?
Hey, man, how your daddy and granddaddy doing?
Oh, we sitting back with the pistols loaded.
I'm going to call him tomorrow.
All right,
good. Hey, I got something else we
got
to work on. Hey,
JD. Yeah, what's going on? I gotta find out who got this speakerphone on. Let me see. All right, there we go. But what's going on, Monster?
Hey, I got a question for you.
What's that?
I talked to George the other day, George Williams.
All right, all right.
and they're going to test the car. And if they test the car and everything goes good, we're going to call JC and them up on the phone because he said he'll definitely do something for me on the third. So.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Monster. Yeah, and then I got the big one I need to talk about.
All right, well, going A,
you know,
well, shit.
Last year, that daggone Wicked Bird and Carlos, they really clipped my feathers really good. Two times they counted my money and threw the shit on the ground in front of me. You hear me?
Hey.
So here's my problem, but I need to be the one to, I need you the one to put this up tonight. I got with the brother-in-law. Me and him just left each other about 5 minutes ago working on the big truck. And
yeah.
I told the brother-in-law that I got a problem that I need to get straightened up. And the problem is we're going to take the new car for the Brown Family Racing, and we're going to go ahead and see if Wicked Bird going to still give us what he said he's going to give us. So we're going to take the call out from Wicked Bird. So I want you to post it up on Facebook that he offered us any and everything in drag racing, no matter what car we came with. So I want to see if he's going to stick to it. I need you to post it up and tell him he got 24 hours to call yes or I got to go the other way.
God damn.
I can't let him get away. He clipped me twice last year for a substantial amount of cheeseburger, and I'll be damned if I'm going to let him get away with it. So I figure, I told Carlos about an hour ago that I'm going to call him out, and he hung up on me. So I ain't mad at him. You can hang up all you want, because I'm going to get you. So,
well,
yes,
I know what's going to happen in that race.
What's that?
That's what you call a WH.
Huh?
I said, that's what you call a WH. After y'all race, after you race, you be like, what happened?
I guess you know we're gonna have to look for that.
It's gonna be a lot of what happens this year. So
oh man, yes sir. Yeah. Hey,
trust
I know what I'm going to tell you. You've been pretty good lately. What's up, man? Huh?
You talking to me?
Yes sir. Your daddy gonna put you in the Young Guns race or what, man? Huh?
Who knows?
I might have to talk Charlie into letting you go on the call. Hey. We could train him as a young gun.
Hey, I'm just sitting back watching. Everybody got there. Everybody knows who's the favorite to win. But like I say, you got to go to A to B. And I don't care who I sit beside. You got to go to A to B.
That's right.
I don't care who Who it is. I don't care if you got six hits or five hits, 39 hits. You got to go to A to B. And you got to drive.
That's right.
And I'm not worried about none of them. Honestly, with all respect, I'm not tripping off of none of them.
Hey, Martha Jones, I'm gonna tell you something I like that I saw this week was when I heard that the Thundering Goat is coming out of hibernation.
Say it again, JB. I lost y'all.
When I heard that the Thundering Goat was coming out of hibernation. That's something I like to hear because I'm going to tell you one thing. Back before there was really any real grudge racing in the North,
there were those old
match races at Colonial Beach and all these other races. And that goddamn goat used to be the bad. I'm going to tell you, I'm no disrespect, but when you used to go to Colonial Beach and you saw that mother, when you saw him lay down that pro stock burnout, you knew the goat was about to make a pass.
Oh, yeah.
I think you're forgetting about somebody, too, though. I'm young. I'm young, but I was around all during that era. I remember. It's somebody
else
was forgetting about, too.
Hey, Frankie, baby, tell them who else was a bad man that they don't know a lot about.
You want me to say it?
Broadway
like,
Broadway who?
Y'all remember Bishop?
We had Broadway Billy.
Oh,
man,
yeah,
everybody remember Wayne Bishop.
And
we
who
had
don't
Broadway
remember
Billy,
Wayne Bishop?
Lester Fletcher, Cliff Wade. I tell you another one that was badass back then. Goo Mobley.
Magruder.
Yeah, Magruder was the man, the wizard. You hear me?
Yes. Dr.
Yeah.
J,
yes.
Rest in peace on his soul.
Fabian was a bad boy in his day. But, yeah.
Those were the days, man.
Brady,
I'm
going to
tell you.
I tell you, somebody else was a big
when he had a Pontiac.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't remember Short Dog when he had that Trans Am.
Oh yeah, I remember. I know where that Trans Am sitting. The body of it just sitting right now, just chilling.
Now, that was Broadway's car, French. Do you remember that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that was Broad. That car, hey, JB, just to give you some history about that car showed up at Buzz Creek in 1989 at an RHRA race, right?
Yeah.
He white, didn't
he? So much hassle because he was black that the people that were at the track went back to the gate to get their money back because they all came to see him. And we always laughed about it because he said it wasn't like that. He taught everybody, if you race a car, it's the love of the sport. He raced the car, and he taught you, you know, you don't have to be that dumb, but you can't stand it. Clean. They can knock your dog. They got to work. And if you ain't shooting, they're not going to do it.
Hey, hold on, Martha. Hold on. I gotta mute one of these lines. All right, there you go.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah, you lost me. Couldn't hear nothing I said.
No, I can hear
something.
Yeah, you was breaking up. I had somebody, somebody on here with speakerphone, and don't get me wrong, I mean, you know, I guess they doing something, but the thing is, you trying to get a point across, and I'm trying to hear it, so.
Now, what I was saying is,
Martha sound like he was making a 6-second pass in a pro stop.
Yeah, somebody sound like they playing a video game.
I'm watching drag racing, boy, so excuse me for that. But I ain't on speakerphone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but no, what happened, in 1989 at the RHRA race at Buzz Creek, Broadway showed up with that same car that Short Dog had. Earth owned it before Short Dog. And Broadway showed up, had a Sonny Leonard motor in it, no nitrous, and he had an automatic. And Billy got in the tech line, and the RHRA officials gave him such a hard time that they told him he couldn't race because the car... At that time, they didn't know a lot about it because that's a Don Ness car. So Broadway, that car, when he got it, he went to, was it Darlington? And he set the record with that car. A lot of people didn't know it. RHRA, the guys protested, right? So when he got to Buzz Creek, the tech official told him, he said, you can't run today. He said, we got a lot of guys complaining. And he said, Broadway asked me, he said, it's not because I'm black, is it? He said, you're black. He said, a lot of people want to figure out how you can afford to do what you do. So they wouldn't let Broadway race. So Billy went back to his trailer. Everybody that was there was going, what happened? Broadway said, they're not going to let me race. Everybody went back to the power and asked for their money back to leave. I'll never forget it, French, you know. And after everybody started going back to get their money, they come back over and told Billy, well, we'll give you a waiver, and that's it. Broadway went out there and set the record. You hear me? The place went crazy, man. You hear me? I mean, Billy, and he was a quiet man. He didn't do no talking. The only talking he did was that clock down on the big end. You hear me? And, I mean, he was humble, man. I mean, you could go to him. If he had anything, he would give it to you because his words were, you know, somebody help me, you know, and I talked to him quite a bit, and he's very proud of the things he sees, and he taught us at a young age that don't ever let one or two bad people spoil the real good people in drag racing, you know, and I never in all my years ever heard him, all the things that people did to him that were wicked back then, he never held it against them because of their skin color or anything. He always said, look, this is a game that you're in, that people don't understand you, and it's going to change one day. He told me that. He told me that one time at Buzz Creek, I was getting my license, and I was standing next to the car, and he came over, And he looked at me, he said, "Kid, you come a long way to come out them streets to get in a car like this." I said, "Well, you know, I thank you. When somebody like you tell me I'm doing a great job, I feel like I did something." And he told me, he said, "One day it's going to change where you and all the kids below me are going to have an equal opportunity and things are going to be fair because everybody is going to do it because of the love of racing."
Mm-hmm.
That's why sometimes when you hear me go back on the history to make sure everybody, when I hear these guys complaining or saying things that are negative about promoters and people, they have no idea how much of a struggle it was to race at Buzz Creek or at Capitol before 1995. You with me? And Frankie can attest to it because he's been a little teeny boy and he watched his grandfather and dad go through a lot. But they never complained. They always were taught, and they taught all of us that everybody's the same. I don't care who it is, how it is, or what they think. You treat everybody the same, son.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And
I'm going to get Billy to call
in
next
race,
week. You hear
back
me?
Back then, if we couldn't get a race at Buzz Creek, I'm pretty sure a lot of people know about what happened on the street.
Yep.
I honestly think I ain't being arrogant enough. You know, it's just everybody has the goods and bads. But I honestly think between the purple Camaro that he had and that black Nova, I honestly think they may have lost maybe 10 or 11 races. I know they won every bit of 40 or 50.
Yeah. Yeah, you tell the truth, too.
Hey, look, Monster Jones, there's somebody on here right now that I think may want to talk to you, and I'm just going to read the number out because your call-out might have been just answered. 202-292-0961. Your mic is open.
Oh, man, it's Jesus himself.
What's going on, man?
Cut his phone off.
Somebody said that you counted their money last year, so hopefully.
I heard him. Oh, you heard me? I heard y'all on the phone. Where your sidekick at?
I don't know.
He's
ready to go.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's ready to go.
All right. Well, maybe
he's
we could
go,
maybe
man.
Instead of we got that open shakedown at 8 o'clock. Up there on May 3rd, and I'm playing Lincoln. You there?
Yeah, you there.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, we got that open shakedown at 8 o'clock on May 3rd, and I talked to Charlie today, and he gave me the green light to make the decision, so that means I want that what y'all offer me. I'm going to take it.
All right,
so where
are
we at?
State lane at 8:30.
Eight o'clock.
We're in the
stable
lane at
7:45.
We're in the stable lane.
We'll get it all figured. Track is open at 10 o'clock that morning, so we can get you a shakedown.
Why y'all going to wait so late?
We don't need no shakedown. We know we coming off the trailer.
Why are we waiting till 7? That way, when I whip his ass, everybody can see we whip Wicked Bird's ass. Because I'm telling you, the boys did the best they could, but they had their hands full. I got a plan.
So there it is. Floyd Mayweather versus Pacquiao.
Hold up. I was listening to what you were saying, Mark, and I remember that happened on Broadway. But right after that, remember the UDRA came to Buzz Creek in Englishtown. United Drag Racing Association with Mike Ashley and them.
Yep.
And they allowed Broadway to come over there to run with them.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Carlos, it's
like
ironic. Hey, Carlos. It's ironic when I talk about them things. I just got two texts and asked me, why did I say it or why do I sound so angry about it? And I want to clear it up. I'm not angry. I'm explaining to you the difficulties that Carlos' dad had, my uncle, Cliff Wade, Broadway, Magruder. These are the difficulties they had. And that's why when Carlos and I, sometimes we're sitting down going over plans to keep things moving for these races, and I hear these guys complaining and not putting forth an effort to make it better, I get really frustrated, you know? Or I get calls about people complaining about who getting awards. If you want to get somebody an award, I always tell everybody, write me a check. I'll get the award and give it to them. it takes money to do any and everything, you know? I watch people post up on the internet prices for the racetracks. I'm going to tell you this much. Y'all way the hell off on what it costs to run a racetrack.
Well, Kenny said, look, Will got
way
money. He's helping him out. Mark Hayes helping him out.
Oh, Lord. Somebody mic open and don't even know it. 301-752-6322. Your mic is open.
He got the kick.
Who got the kick?
That number you called out.
Hey, 301-752-6322. You got the kick.
I'll take it.
All right, so you know who it is then.
You got five.
I don't need nothing from you.
Mm. Oh, well, see, I already know who that is now. I just had to wait and hear the voice. Oh, look, somebody else called. Let me see who this is. 703-505-4527. Do you need the kick?
Nah, I don't need the kick. I was just calling in to comment on the thing Monster was saying about the black people that paved the way for racing. I ain't from around the Colonial Beach area. I'm from around the Manassas area.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to point
Carl
out.
Carl Carlin was his hero. Am I right or wrong?
I was just about to say that's my uncle. Carl Carter was a bad man around here back in them days.
And then Broadway Village, I came over there one time to Old Dominion. It took us 2 hours to get in the gate one Friday night to come see them two match race. Huh?
Was that when he had the Thunderbird or the Probe?
Yes, sir. When he had the Thunderbird and the police shut down the racetrack that day, it was too many people in there.
Dang.
The fire department came over with a ladder truck and blocked the gate. You couldn't get in.
So let me tell you this, what tripped me out, this was in the early 80s, went to a division race, a high time division race, and to see Carol Conley in there running B. Alton, I only know, well, I know his nephew probably remember, Mark, I know you remember. The one comp is a black dude, the only two blacks was doing that was Carol Conley and Tony Mack.
Lonnie was too, remember?
Yeah, that's right. Yep. And just to see them run a comp eliminator. I mean, the next step up from that is Pro Stock. Over in the NHL. As a matter of fact, I've seen Carol Conley.
Hold up, fellas. I got your mics open.
I was actually at his shop not too long ago, and he had a guy, because he, you know, he built motors and stuff. He had a guy come in there. Talking about he had this great big motor and it ran 470s and shit. And Carol was like, well, back in the 80s, I was running 470s with a 434 motor. So he was like, this tire size and all this stuff don't matter. Like, if you know what you're doing, then you can run them numbers. He was like, I didn't have no nitrous or nothing. He was like, it was just a motor that I built. It ran 470s. It had a Linko behind it, but.
Hey, JB.
Hey, Carlos.
Yo,
hey, Carlos, he went to the final at the IHRA race, and they went out there in front of him, and they act like they were cleaning up, cut him off, and then the car messed up, and everybody was going to fight that day.
Because I remember he did a burnout, and the car turned sideways in a burnout bus, so they messed him up.
Yes, sir. And they going to go out there. They cut him off after he did the burnout, and when he went to fire the car, the starter hung. So they asked if they could push the car. So they pushed the car and fired the car, and the starter guy went out and made him cut it off. Man, you thought it was going to be a ride down there. I said, uh-oh.
Yeah. Yep, you're right. I remember that.
Hey, yeah, who is that calling me?
That's French.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, that 752 number still up?
Jason Gray's still up here.
Hey, Jason. I didn't know that was you. What's up, baby?
What's going on?
I ain't got a clue, man. Hey, Copperhead, we got to have a conversation, me and you.
Okay, no problem.
September 6th, I gotta put somebody in the other lane over there. We family. I got to take care of my family. You hear me?
Right.
So, I got to put you on the fly, brother. So I got to figure out something. Maybe we'll slap Wicked Bird around if Carlos allows. You hear me?
Right.
Hey, maybe this next number I just opened up is looking for a little action. 202-779-6520. Do you need the kick?
Welcome to JB's show. You're now
You have the world famous Copperhead on the line. Say something, Copper.
This is ISS.
Himself.
Watch it.
Oh man. Cut
to
my
watch
head.
It.
Who you wanted to be?
It's ISS in the building now. Watch your mouth.
Oh man. He everybody excuse him. He just got out of Melwood.
Hey, Frankie, you still
radio.
On here?
Yeah.
Hey, Frankie, you remember the day? I think we were parked next to each other when Cliff Wade was down there and set the red collars. I know you remember this. We were up there on the fence together when Cliff Wade set the record.
I'm not as old as y'all think I am.
Your daddy was there. I'm sorry. Where's your daddy at? I'm going to get your daddy on here to tell some of them war stories. You hear me?
He got a whole bunch of street racing ones.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm the kid.
I ain't going to talk about them. That's incriminating evidence now. That's shit, it ain't 20 years, so you can still get the hot seat for that shit. I ain't messing with y'all on that. You hear me?
Well, hey, I know I'm about to get the hot seat right now. So 703-505, who is on the Copperhead list number one? That's what I want to know. I think I know one name. It might start with a C, and the last one end with a the last name end with a G.
I don't know who that is, but Copperhead, that sounds like some good eat. That sounds like some good eating to you. What you think?
Snakes eat that.
Oh, yeah. any time of day. Let me tell y'all something right now. It is cold right now. Copperhead is in hibernation, but once you get out that hole and shed that skin, I say no more.
Don't get it fucked up. He peeking from under the shed. Don't get it fucked up. It's cold outside right now.
Let me just tell you, what is the deadliest snake in Maryland?
Copperhead.
Amen. Y'all have a good day at church.
Oh, look. Hey, look. Let me open this. Hey, let's see. We might find somebody to take something. Oh shit. I know this next mic opened up. We got two microphones open up. Let's see who wants some action. 202-437-5238 and 484-832-2153. Your mic's open. Who we speaking with?
What's up, JB? Pink Warrior.
Oh, Lord. That's Joe Minicanzi with the Pink Warrior.
What's up, Joe?
What's going on, boys?
How you doing, man?
I'm all right. Getting ready for March 8th race down in South Carolina, House of Hook.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
So,
you taking your car there?
Yeah, got a small block car, big block car coming. Yeah. Looking for some action if anybody's on the line that wants to sit next to us.
Mm.
How you been doing? You been doing good?
Yeah, everything's good. Everything's good.
Good. Good. Hey,
yeah,
so, I got to run. I got to take care of something. I got to talk to my brother-in-law over in Kuwait. So I'm going to switch over and talk to him, but I just want to thank you guys for everything. Carlos, JB, this whole group of guys, I want to say to all you guys that I appreciate everything you're doing for the area, for the DMV. You know,
damn,
you
scared monster off the radio. Holy shit.
Nah. We're going to get you. I'm going to call in next week because you got to offer something. You bad to the bone. You know, we got to play bait and switch on your ass.
here we go.
Hey, I got something I meant to ask you. Are you doing the race at ACCO again this year? I mean, Cecil?
Yeah, we're going to do a springtime one and a fall-time one. We're going to do two of them.
Okay. You got to get with me and give me your information so I can send it because I got like 4,700 people on my mailing list, all right?
Holy shit, all right. That's cool. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we got to work together. All of us are going to work together to help one another this year, okay?
Most definitely. I'm down for that. I don't think I'll be down back to Capitol, but, I mean, besides that.
All right.
After that Mason incident I ran into.
Right.
But I ain't worried about that. But who, anyway, this Copperhead, how you sitting?
Uh-oh.
Is that old motor car, or is that the nitrous car, small block?
However you want it.
It's sit whatever you think.
Okay. All right, well, I got one of them, too, so we're cool.
Well, hey, Joe, Hey, Joe, here goes some action for you right here. I'm going to read the number off, and let's see if he'll lock in something with you. You've been waiting to run this person for a while. I don't know when it's going to take place, but 757.
It's either one or two people now. I know who it is.
All right, well, go ahead and take your guess then.
It's either Covey or it's Weeby Cooper.
Well, you get one of them is right.
Oh, man. I'm going to Pink Warrior.
No way.
Ain't nothing pink gonna never beat nothing blue.
Oh shit! Yeah.
You need the pink to get along with the rest of your life. Pink's good.
How you doing, Joe?
I'm alright. How you feeling? Good.
I'm doing alright. I heard about your mishaps, man. I was praying for you, bro.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right, you got that? You got that new killer in there yet, or what?
I got the who?
You got the new killer in the car yet, or what?
What are you talking about?
That new motor you got, I heard. Things travel up 95. I know everything.
It got put in there yesterday.
I've been here.
Yeah. It's a little small motor. It's smaller than yours.
I don't know about that. I got the smallest, slowest big block around.
Nah, man. I've seen you. You got a good running car, but I told myself this year, 2013 was having fun, but trying to race at the same time. But 14, do a lot more racing, and then respect the sport a lot more. You know what I mean?
Oh, I feel you. Yeah, definitely. I'll catch you down at my R one day.
Yeah, if you catch me down there, I'm gonna whip you real good.
Uh-huh. But you said last time, too.
Yeah, I had a little problem. You see my car, I had no brakes. Then my carburetor came apart on me. But nothing.
I'd have pulled my shoe for you.
Damn it, man.
Damn.
You said you'd put your shoe on me.
I'd have gapped
you
with the shoe. You weren't
going to
be going fast enough that day.
God, I know where my money going. Real men do wear pink.
Until you
wear
that.
Yeah, polo.
A set of lips will say anything.
Oh, yeah. Shit. There we go.
I'm going to be real with you. That pink motherfucker rides. It do ride, but I ain't scared of it. That's the man right there. It look good, and it look good going down the track, but Blue Magic ain't worried about it.
I don't know. I think he might suck the paint over that joint.
we can put a DP up through JB someday if you want. I'm cool with that. I like racing you because you'll take it 13-20. I hate that 8 miles.
We're gonna find out because I'm going out the back door. We're gonna find out.
Yeah, I like the back door. That's cool with me. We can lock that in. When you're ready, you let me know. We can put a little deposit up for that. I'm cool with that.
God,
yeah.
I'll travel to your home track too. I'll go to MIR.
Damn.
Well,
MIR
ain't
my
home
track.
I'm looking for you.
I'm
coming home.
So she wonders wrong. She called.
Hey, Joe. Papa might be willing to give you a little action.
Is it that small block car? That silver one?
No, Papa big block.
Oh, okay. Big block Ford
versus big block Chevy.
He ugly too.
What's he on, 28,
29? He's on 28.
Stock suspension. He's got action here.
Oh shit!
I bet you. Say it one more time if you're honest.
He's on here. There we go.
You stock suspension on a 28 with no bars. You got action with the Warrior any day.
God damn it, I reckon.
When I get to June, I'll be looking for you.
Hey,
fine.
Hey,
I'm easy to find. It's a nice, pretty pink car.
Hey, Joe. Papa need to handle the slut before he even mess with you. You need to get that over with first.
What? That's the one I was thinking of. That's the silver one. The real tall guy driving, right?
Yeah. That's the real tall guy.
He's good people, though, man. He's good people. I ain't worried about that.
That's who Papa, that's who you need to
pretend to is to slut my teammate. Because he all you can have, you probably can't get by him anyway. But that's what you need to focus on.
I'll probably go through him and you at the same time.
It's the slut's all
over,
right?
I'll probably go through him and Weeby at the same time.
God,
you got
damn.
Your hands full.
He's trying to
be confident.
Well, he's in the middle of double homicide on this bitch.
Hey,
but we need to go to
damn.
Charlotte somewhere.
Yeah.
We need to go to Charlotte because I don't want to just whip you and then my teammate get involved and he's going to have to learn too. I'm pretty
all
sure
you gotta
both
do,
of
y'all. All you got to do is come to the gate of Piedmont and you got action.
God
don't
damn,
ask,
I read.
Don't ask for nothing. You on motor, don't ask for nothing. Because I ain't on motor.
I'm on gas just like you.
Hey, yeah. Popeye done changed his goddamn... He got spinach coming out his veins now.
He better.
Hey, JB.
Yo.
He
JB.
What's going on?
I'm just sitting back listening to the boys throw shots. Popeye got
yes,
his hands full.
And my teammate just slept in the house.
Yeah, I've been in the house. Popeye hey, got his hands full. He know it.
But this is what I don't understand. Slut you are on you on motor, and then
no,
when I'm playing nice, you run me. What is wrong with him?
No, he's on gas. I'm on gas, too.
Oh, that's right. Well, I need to step down there. I can't beat both of y'all. I let you handle that. If you spraying, then I need to leave you alone.
Damn it, man.
Yeah, it ain't no more. Like I told you, I ain't asking nobody for nothing this year, feeling like I'm
me
out
either.
Of place.
That's right.
They don't give me and Papa when we out there fighting horsepower. They don't give us the respect that we should get, so we need to even the playing field.
Well, of course,
all they get is the lane beside you, huh?
That's all they give you.
There's a lot of Mustang action going on.
Yeah, it's a lot of Mustang action going on. I'm hearing it.
Hey, man, Mustangs will always be king of a track somewhere.
Hey, Joe, what you say?
Shut up,
radio.
The slut, is that... All motor?
It was all motor, but he didn't started sending dope through the vein when he gonna run Popeye.
Yeah, she been practicing too.
We got that small block suspension car still sitting. We're looking for action for that. Small block stock suspension on 28th with the mistress inline valve head.
Which car is this?
That's too much.
The mistress.
The
red Mustang with the black cat with the black scoop.
I'll be honest with you, Joe. I'm looking for action for anybody. I don't even care what the car look like.
God damn it! I don't even care how it's set.
I don't care if it's got a big block in or a small block.
That's
Frenchie.
So you mean to tell me the slut shooting heroin now?
Shooting dope like I don't know what, boy.
Oh, shit.
Hey, look, you know what her name is? She came to me in the garage the other night. She told me, she said, Daddy, I don't want to be called a slut no more. I wouldn't be called a freak bitch.
Oh, shit. Hey, look, on the back window, put crack is what?
Yes, sir. I ain't going to put crack is right. She got plenty of dope running through her vein.
What's that, small block or big block?
Big block.
So, slut, you say anybody get beside you this year got action?
I'm looking for action for anybody. I ain't gonna be picking and choosing. I ain't cut from that cloth. If I feel like I can't beat you, I can't beat you.
Hey, slut, you know what you need to do? You know what you need to come March 1st? You need to get a sign up sheet.
A sign up sheet.
Just get a sign up sheet. Whoever filled out, they got action.
Well, who is that? Who is that talking?
It's ISS. Who the hell you think it is?
For real, I don't even care if they own 29. I'm on 28.
Oh.
I don't even care if they own 29. That shit don't mean nothing to me.
Hey,
the slut ain't all this shit now, but he's going to be bleeding in the pits come March.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Dwayne,
I ain't never been in your company besides coming to your trailer with Weaver. But ain't nobody never seen me bleed.
You're going to be believing. You're going to be crying. Saying you're talking too much shit right now.
Nah, I'm just keeping it real.
You got to
just keeping it real, bro. Hey, look, unlike others that be on Facebook talking shit about what they going to do, I actually been working.
feel you on that.
You heard that, didn't you?
I actually been working. All went along. See, we ain't blessed with the tracks open up here and where we at. We ain't blessed with it, so we actually got to get out in that garage and do something.
And tell them the truth, Dwayne, that we don't care for real what size tire you on.
Exactly. For real, I'm going to stay in my lane on the 33 stuff because I used to be on 33s one time, and I know what I would do to a small tire car. But with the slut, 28s, 29s, I don't care. I don't care. Hey, I ain't in this for bragging rights, bro. I'm in this to get this. That car is a source of income for me. And I had a damn good year last year. I'm planning on doubling that this year.
Damn, that's
time
for me to get the fuck off the phone.
Yes, Lord.
Nah, I mean, I don't want to depress the conversation. Y'all keep talking shit.
You're over here depressing people.
Nah, I ain't trying to depress nobody. I'm just keeping it real. I do
God,
hey, look,
damn
what,
it,
I,
man.
I love this shit. I do it for real.
I'm about to go shoot pool now. You got me
sweating. Don't shoot pool. You ain't got about 20 more days.
I need to go shoot pool. I need to pop coffee head up.
20-25 more days. That's it.
I heard that goddamn copperhead up there taking the money. What's going on up there?
He ain't getting no pool. Don't let that nigga fool you. He's some shit in pool. Copperhead. Meet me at the harbor right now, then, Mouth. We can shoot pool for free.
Damn.
Meet me at the harbor in my building. We can shoot pool for free. We don't need no goddamn pool. Come on, Mouth.
The competition is terrible on this line tonight, ain't it? They want to shoot
the boy going at it.
Where you at, Melwood? I'll meet your ass right now.
Meet me at the harbor, Mouth. You bad.
Oh, you got a job way up there. Knowing you at home in the bed. Lying down.
Somebody is calling out the slut. Who is that calling out the slut?
It's Joe.
It's
Joe. You ready now? We can meet down in Fayetteville on the 29th.
Who is that?
That's Joe. Pink
Joe,
Warrior.
I'm gonna be at Fayetteville on the 22nd.
He
talking about Travis Harvey's race.
I'm gonna be at Fayetteville on the 22nd. That's when Young Sanger and all them boys from up north coming down. So maybe you talking about the same one, Joe.
Yeah, the North versus South.
North versus South. Yeah, in the cut.
No, this one here is called
Grudge Wars, Fayetteville.
That's the same thing on the
22nd
and 23rd.
That's in the cut race.
That's
in the cut race, 22nd through the 23rd.
Yeah, that's the one I'm going to. That's the one I told you about, Papa.
You guys are going to be there?
Yeah.
They
ain't going to fuck you straight up.
Are you going to go to quarter mile there?
Yep. Who are you talking to, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to the bottom this year, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to the bottom. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Hey, Joe, when you trying to tame a bull, bro, you got to take it one day at a time. You feel me?
You're gonna go to quarter mile and you're going to race anybody? Man, you must have grown up.
Nah, I've been grown for a long time. I, like you say, I ain't just tall, bro. Hey, JB, speaking of tall and big, when the last time you been to the gym?
Shit, about 3 days ago.
Yeah, because I've been looking for you.
Yeah, shit, I can't make it there all the time. I'm running this out there basketball league, so I can't make it there all the time. I'm here now.
Go ahead.
I'm running the damn basketball league from inside the goddamn gym. So, yeah, multitasking. I'm looking at the kids play basketball and running the goddamn radio show from inside the gym. Ain't that a bitch?
I've been stuck. I don't even know how you work out in that evening. I've been doing the last couple of evenings.
Hey, look, if y'all talking about that, I got a true hustler on the phone. I got a nigga that'll sling pizza and grudge race at the same goddamn time.
Oh, shit. I'm going to be chasing after this slut. I hear he's been working all the time. I'm going to drag his ass when I get my notch together.
Here we go.
If they going to call out now. Tell them, piece of game, they're going to call out now. Joe talking about I'm about to grow without shit. Hey, I just took a 2x4 from underneath the gas bottle.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Weaver, teammate. Hey, teammate.
Well,
tell
team,
him,
yes,
I just
sir.
Took the 2x4 from underneath the gas bottle, didn't I?
Yes, sir.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Weeby is he offline right now?
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, he got scared already.
So am I hearing this right? Pizza Gangster is going notch back.
We had a couple things in the works. We feel like playing around, so we come
God
out with multiple cards this season.
Well, goddamn, what is pizza slinging hard, huh? Goddamn, what y'all selling out there?
Pizza slinging hard.
They got pepperoni, sausage, any flavor you want.
Yeah, they got it. Darn.
Damn it, man.
Yeah, hey, I just talked to a guy. Hey, look, I just talked to a guy through Facebook from up your area. You might know him. You know Joe Marafino?
No.
I think he's, he hangs out with Petey.
He hangs with Petey?
Yeah, he's got a Camaro called Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, yeah, I know you're talking about. I know the car.
Yeah, we talked for a long time. He looking for some stock block action.
Well, we'll just put the word out down here. You see if we get something for him.
Yeah, well, we got a car called Dirty Harry. We're gonna try to get a little piece of it with.
Is Manny Conzi still on, or did he click off?
Manny Conzi still on here. He on here.
Yo, I'm here.
Yeah. What's happening, Joe?
Who's this?
It's your worst nightmare. It's your daddy.
I told you that. You don't answer. I called you today and you didn't answer.
What'd you call my cell? You gotta call the store, Bo.
I called you at 10 a.m.
10 a.m.? I was on the turnpike on the way up to my shop.
I know. I told you. You didn't answer. Call me later.
All right. I'll definitely call you later. So what's up, Dwayne? How you making out, Bo?
Man, just working, man. Just actually... I end up working out late, you know that. I usually go in the morning, but I'm
right,
just
right.
getting in. I really go in the garage in a few.
Okay. Well, I didn't
just
know
getting ready, getting ready for the boys. Like
life.
I say, no excuses this year. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
Getting ready.
Dwayne, what you looking like this year though? What's she gonna look like? She gonna still like the same slut?
Ugly.
Ugly.
She gonna sit like the same slut.
So is anybody going down to March 8th to Mike Hill's race or what?
I'm leaving Friday. I'll be down that bitch Friday partying with Brian Davis and them.
Well, I'm following
yeah,
you down.
We're going to meet up with them Friday, too.
Yeah, we partying Friday night. You know, I told he was like, man, when you going down? Shit, I was like, I got to hook up at Comfort Inn right in Aiken, South Carolina for, I can't tell you for how much I had niggas calling me, but I just put it like this, I got me a nice little action right down there in Aiken, because everybody talking about traveling Saturday, I'm going to be honest, I don't drive
we're
7 to 8 hours, yeah, I don't drive 7 to 8 hours in the morning, got to be at a track, and then be tired as hell for the rest of the day, that ain't me.
How long it take to get down there?
It's 7 to 8 hours.
Philly. Nah, oh, 11 from Philly.
Gonna probably take about 9.
For Richmond?
Yeah, I map quested it from King William where I'm at. That bitch said 8 hours.
God,
it takes me 8 hours to get to Fayetteville on a 3-hour pass, so.
Yeah,
man,
I
can be to Atlanta in 7 from my house.
Yeah, see, that's why, you know. I'm going Friday. I'm leaving here at 4 o'clock Friday and heading down. Going to get down there and me and Brian Lawler supposed to get together and party. And then hopefully on Saturday he going to make me some money with that Chucky bitch. So
we might run Chucky, small block to small block.
That's
oh,
dumb.
Shit.
I know where my money going.
What car are we talking about?
I hope you ain't talking about Chucky. Redhead don't care.
Yeah, he owes us the back tire. We made a little football bet when Detroit played the Eagles, and whoever won got the back tire. Well, the Eagles won.
So he giving Red Alert
nah.
the back tire.
Nah, we're not gonna take it, but it was a joke. We're just messing around.
Oh.
Well, yeah, we're gonna try him out though. I mean, like we get down here and we get no other action, might as well.
Yeah.
Well, see,
isn't Chucky a small block?
Yeah, small block.
I'll be honest with you. That is the baddest motherfucking small block I've seen. Fuck Big Ball Factor.
Shit, yeah, what the boy, Petey Abram? What his name?
Petey Smallblock.
That bitch, he got ain't no toy either.
Oh, yeah, Petey Smallblock run. But I'll tell you somebody who owned the North with a Mustang, who owned it. Johnny Quick. Do some research on Johnny Quick. He owned the North.
Johnny Quick just so consistent.
What car is Johnny Quick?
Right.
Johnny Quick is wicked. Johnny Quick is the boy from Michigan. Got the black. He got the black. The black
it's
coupe.
Blue.
Oh, he's blue.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That thing's nasty.
Yeah, but I tell you, somebody else you gotta watch out for too. Them damn Never Scared boys ain't slow either.
Oh yeah, Jimbo.
Yeah,
that bitch, he
them
got
Never
riding.
Scared boys and that goddamn white trash. That goddamn small block flying.
See that, and you just said one thing, JB. That's why nobody with a small block should be asking a big block for shit. Because all of them cars will beat the brakes off my ass. Every one of them.
Hey, you
so
right?
I use
people
this as an example. If you got a small block, don't ask a big block for shit.
Right.
Because if your small block ain't running, it's something wrong. Because their small blocks are.
Why
you just name was a small block, right?
Yeah, they some. I didn't see
shit,
white trash.
Y'all forgetting about White Lightning.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was
it's
white trash.
Yeah, you comfortable?
There's a Mustang up there called White Lightning.
Flex, all motor car. Yeah.
Flex. That, yeah.
Well, I know all of them faster than Blue Magic with no small blocks.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Weave it.
Yeah.
Weave it.
There ain't no magic left in that car.
Hey, when you get beside me, you will see some magic going out the back door.
I'm waiting to get beside you. I'm waiting on you.
Hey, nothing pink going to never beat me.
Damn right I'm going to see you. I'm going to 60-foot you. I'm going to 330, and I'm going to 8-mile you. And then when I gap you to shoot at the quarter mile, you're going to be upset.
Hey, I'm just going to say this. I'm going to say this. Whenever y'all do a run, I'll put odds on the money. I'm betting with the pink car.
Who is that, French?
That's French.
Hey, French, you know how you always come to me in the pits asking me for a bet? You know how you always do that when we were about to run somebody?
Yeah.
This time I'm going to take that bet. Everybody underestimating Blue Magic.
Oh, no, I'm not underestimating them. I just know that pink car, way before this little Grudge talk show and all that, I used to watch that joint on the internet.
Oh, yeah,
and
she get busy.
I always wanted to know who it was. That joint, right. I'm just being real. Blue Magic,
she get
ride,
busy,
yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, the Junkyard Dog get busy, too.
Yeah, but the Junkyard Dog can't bite this cotton ball, that's for sure. This
I don't know.
Candy car, right.
I'd like to have some of that pink car since he got such good co-signers tonight.
Yeah.
Come on, Joe.
You got it.
Y'all keep sleeping on Blue Magic. That's what I'm going to tell you. Sleep on it.
Now, I'm trying to tell you.
I got it. Who is the beat, though?
I couldn't. Say that again.
I said, who is the beat?
Where's
Blue Magic done?
Well, I mean, really, to be honest, there's so many tracks that I have traveled around with Blue Magic this year, and I've seen Blue Magic take some W's. You know, so, I mean, I got faith in him. My teammate, I got faith in him because I know what he got.
Oh, yeah, but that's as you should, though. That's your teammate.
I call a spade a spade.
Yes, sir.
You know, I call a spade a spade, you know.
Well,
I'm going to tell you, don't
like,
sleep on Blue Magic.
Like,
I mean, I'm going to tell you. And he will race.
Yeah.
That's why I linked up with him, because I'm going to tell you something. When I call around and ask all my fellas that got race cars, all they do is talk about what they going to do, about they going here, they going to do that. When I call Blue Magic, Blue Magic already loaded. I don't care if we going to South Carolina. He ready to go.
So, in other words, I'm going to be honest. Even though Blue Magic, let's talk gun terms, Blue Magic is considered with a 22 caliber. You can conceal it, pull it out, it'll do the job. It'll get the job done. But these other, a 22 versus a 50 caliber that's pink, that ain't no match.
I can't get it. I can't get a pink car at 50 Cal. The car that I sent up Capitol? I can't give it a 50 Cal. I own a 50 Cal. I know what kind of damage that bitch do. I'm talking about a real 50 Cal. I ain't talking about the slut.
I get
a pink car, and I don't take nothing from nobody. I call a spade. Like I said, Joe Carr is badass. That's why when Joe told me up Capitol to get him the kick, I could not do it. I won't gonna do it.
This you being real?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not giving no money away, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of guys want the kick. They want, you know, like you were saying before, everybody talk about the back tie, the clip. Don't nobody ask for no back tie, no damn more. Everybody want the kick.
The back tie ain't shit no more.
Everybody want the kick because they know a kick, like JB said, a kick, if you could be a second off. If you
second
nail
off,
his
that's
ass,
the whole race.
That's the race. His ass is grass.
Mm-hmm.
I wish anybody would give me the kick.
So I think if y'all did run at, let's say, I'm just going to say at Buzz Creek, because I know that track works. If y'all run at Buzz Creek, Blue Magic versus the Pink Car, I'm just outside looking in.
That's right. You just speak
really
how you feel.
If
yo,
y'all go to the quarter mile, I really think it'll be a gap. Like, it won't be a close.
That's a 3-hour drive for me. I mean, you put a little DP up, I'm in. We can lock that in tonight.
Hey, look, I locked up $500 that he won't gap me. I guarantee he won't gap me. He'll beat you, right? I ain't gonna put up $500 because I don't put on no money that ain't, that I don't know. But I'll bet you $200 that he will gap me.
He can't gap me.
I promise you, I bet that.
The only way he won't get me is unless my car turn off going down the track. He's not going to get me.
And that's possible. That's why I'm good on the gas.
No, you ain't cutting off this year. Ain't none of that shit happening this year, bro. That shit happening this year. That's what, you know what guys used to do with me? All they ever did with me all last year, they say that car Dwayne got is a beast. But he's scared of that motherfucker. You damn right I'm scared of it. Now, anybody who ain't, they a fool. But I ain't scared of it no more.
Get the DP set up.
So
they
gonna rape this
slut? Oh man, I'd already raped her.
Oh man,
I'd already raped her. But when I tell you,
you
know, you can be a witness to this crime because I'm gonna testify and I'm gonna plead guilty. All right,
you ran the slut already with the guns?
Huh?
You ran the slut already with the guns?
With the gun?
Yeah.
No, I ain't touched it with the gun.
Oh.
I know what it should do.
Okay.
It damn near flipped over on the motor. Jesus Christ.
Nah, I got all that taken care of. Joe, let me tell you, I got
Speaking
the car scale.
I lost money on that fucking race.
I lost some too.
I bet on the slut.
Me too.
I lost,
man.
Everybody
I
lost
suck.
Money on it.
You lost
I mean,
money.
The,
I had to walk home.
Honestly, let me tell you what happened, French. That bitch, that no good bitch, was determined that day she was going to do what she wanted to do.
Man,
so I had to put that pimp hand on after the season over. I mean, after the season was over.
Well, now I need
my
money back, so I'm coming right to the source. Me and you, heads up. Where she look
you talking to me, Joe?
Yeah, with the slut.
With the pink car you got?
Yes, sir.
You got big block in there now, right?
Yeah. You said you don't care, right?
I don't care. I'm just asking. I don't backstep.
Hey,
I ain't never. Hey, look. Let me tell you. I'm too. My ankle's too tight, and I'm too big to moonwalk.
So hold up now. This is the question. Will the slut is walking around butt naked right now? Will the slut be wearing a pink dress?
Hey, look.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he got a pink condom on.
Damn.
He ain't got to just have a pink dress, because I'm going to tell you, this pink, I sit back, friends. You don't never hear me really talking no shit. The first time you met me was with me and Copperhead right here. Right?
Yeah,
right.
First time I met you. Yeah.
And I don't really, you ain't never really hear me talk no whole lot of shit, because, see, I don't do that.
Uh-huh.
But I'm confident in what I do. See, mine don't go to nobody's shop but my own. So I'm confident in what I'm working with. Like, when I tell you I just took the... Hey, Weaver, tell them that I'm not bullshitting. Did I just take the 2x4 from underneath the gas house?
Yes, sir. You ain't bullshitting. Damn, I'm about to go drink a fifth of Hennessy now,
I'm scared. Don't drink no fifth, bro.
I might be backpedaling.
I'll go to the beauty store and get a
You know what? The hell with drinking and all that. I'm going to go finish studying because y'all motherfuckers too fast for me.
Man, ain't nothing wrong with that. The slow car is grudging too, bro.
I'm going to go finish studying because y'all doing too much for me.
We got a hatchback car coming out this year. It's going to be a slower car. I mean, but it's going to be looking for a lot of action. Because like I tell people, you know, everybody's sitting back thinking that you got to be flying to get a grudge race. Man, there's so many cars that, and I think I told you this one time, right, JB? There's so many cars that run in the low sixes and shit like that, that get just as much action, if not more, than what we get. You know what I mean? So we going to bring the hatch out and just have a ball with a steelhead big block car. Just have a ball with it. And I'm bringing my, I think I said it on Facebook the other day, but I got a six cylinder and a Mustang that I'm going to bring that out looking for action too. It's a turbo car, but, you know, we're going to have some fun with it.
The way he said, you know, it's just a turbo car. Leave that motherfucker alone because I know that bitch right.
But it's a six cylinder.
I think I'd be more happy.
Six cylinder don't mean nothing.
Since you're not an asshole.
Yeah, it needs something.
But I ain't going to knock nobody off. Hey, y'all get it in how y'all get it in.
Yeah, we're going to have fun, man. Like I said before, I just don't want to wait till the last part of the year to be good racing. I'm looking for a race March the 1st. You hear me? When
you
see the first start. I'm looking for races then. I'm going to hit the Joni Capital. I'm going to hit the Maryland ones. I'm even coming up your way, Joe. Peter Smallblock reached out to me and gave me all y'all events up there. I'm even coming that way.
Yeah, I got one in May. I got one in October again.
Where are that in May?
Cecil County.
Yeah, I'm coming that way.
Best track on the East Coast.
Nah.
Quarter mile.
Nah, it ain't the best.
Second best. Okay.
Well, Creek is the best, I would think.
Yeah,
Buzz Creek is a spot.
Yeah. There you go, slut.
Buzz Creek is a spot.
Rides. I ain't gonna take that. But Buzz Creek, that joint is just dead right all the time.
Cecil's a close second now, man. They've been putting in a lot of work.
What do you say, VMP? All right.
Yeah, VMP. All right.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right.
It ain't to me. I don't think it's better than the creek.
Nah, because I'm going to be honest with you. Like, where I live, like, maybe about 15 minutes from JB. And my home track is Richmond Dragway or Colonial Beach. But, I mean,
How's
I drive
Colonial
past
Beach?
All that shit to go to Maryland.
How's Colonial Beach? Is that a good track or not?
I mean, lot of good numbers been ran at Colonial Beach. I mean, there's nothing you can knock. But when you're on a small tire like we are, I mean, it's a 50-50. You know,
yeah.
You might out of four passes, you might not make two passes down the track.
Yeah, I got you.
It's decent, but I mean, it's a good track because when they got it hooking.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of problems with these tracks, man. They change hands so damn much that, you know, a lot of guys don't like to spray that VHC down. You know.
Yeah, that's what I could say about Cecil. 2 years ago, they repaved the whole track with all new cement And they've been working hard, man. They got that thing working so good now. When they do them streetcar shootouts once every Saturday, once a month, all the 10-5 cars come down. That track's on point down there now. They're doing a real good job. It's a close second.
I tell you, I ain't mean to cut you off, man. I tell you, I've never seen this happen ever. When they had the XDRL at Buzz Creek, you know the high-dollar pro mods, right? 360s, 350s, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They had two pro stocks, I mean, completely break the rears, right at the line. That's how hard the track was hooking. Two pro stocks and three pro mods. Right, like, snap, right at the line. I ain't never seen that.
I ain't got to worry about the word doing that. I don't make that kind of power.
You better hope you make some good power, Pink Warrior.
I don't
know. I'm like Blue Magic.
Disagreeing.
I don't need that kind of power to beat anybody on this radio show right now. I don't need half the power I got.
Greg, God, I'm scared.
Say that again.
He said he don't need half the power to beat anybody on this phone line right now. We're going to see. Don't get quiet down Fayetteville. Look, don't get quiet, Joe. And don't ask for nothing.
Hey, can I say something?
Joe, going to Fayetteville?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not 100% Fayetteville, but I'm definitely going to March 8th. One or the other I'll be at, though. I should be there.
If you
come to Fayetteville on the 22nd, 23rd, I would do you reel in off the trailer.
Yeah,
and I guarantee I start gapping you at the 660. We going out the back door. Wait, who's this for? Huh? Who's that, Weeby? Yeah, it's Weeby. If you come to Fayetteville, damn right.
You said you're going
to
gap me
at the 660? Yeah, he a little too damn cocky. He can't beat me.
Yeah, how much moonshine you drink tonight?
That race, if they just come on, anybody on the thing that takes, well, I believe I'll take that race.
I'm not cocky. I'm confident.
I'll tell you one thing. A set of lips will say anything.
Say it again, Isaac.
I'll go out there and race.
A set of fucking lips will say anything.
Hey, hold on.
Is that the
dude that was with Copperhead up Buzz Creek? I keep hearing Isaac.
There's only one Isaac in this world, slut.
Man, I don't know those damn gang names you got. Whatever is this, Ron? What is that, Rondell or something like that?
It ain't no gang names. It's Astor shit. And I started too.
Well, you started some shit up Buzz Creek. What was the turn out of that?
Nothing.
Oh shit! Hey,
look,
hey,
man ain't
Slut.
Never seen. Yo. Hello.
Yeah.
That man ain't never seen me a day. He talked more shit than me than a little bit, man.
God damn it. Come on, Ash. That shit no better than that radio.
That's what I do, baby. I'm going to talk shit.
Weeby, if you're
going
to be down in Fayetteville, well, I'm going to have to make that race.
Hey, Slut.
Yeah.
Hey, Weeby.
You
don't
have to take it. He said didn't beat anybody that's on
his phone. Hey, listen.
Hey, hold on. We got a phone line that came in right when Joe was talking about the taxes calling the show. 757-696-2950. Your mic is on. Who is that?
That's Father Time. What's up, Bobby?
Not much, Weeby.
What's up, Bobby?
He said he'd beat anybody that's on this talk show.
Do you hear this Bill Manicali talking about I can't
he wasn't
hear him
on the
all
show.
The time?
He wasn't on the show when I said that.
Yeah, I was.
Michael Jackson in the building. Michael Jackson in the building.
Yes, sir.
Anybody on the line?
Bobby Tom
on
the phone. Who on the phone?
I knew you were going to try to stick a Ricky Fox on me. I knew it. I knew it was going to happen.
No,
that
ain't Ricky Fox.
Ricky Fox. That's my dad. That's Father
this
Time.
This is
you
see
Bobby
with
Lord.
All the time.
That's even worse.
You better not want no Ricky Fox.
I do, sir.
Say it again, ISS.
Mouth.
Say it again.
Mouth. Plenty of respect for me.
Mouth.
ISS, what'd you say?
It better not nobody on here say nothing about Ricky Fox.
I say that again. There's been controversy on Facebook talking about the shark versus the animal control.
Hey, listen, any motherfucker on this talk show that think that shark is going to come anywhere close to messing with us, you motherfucker.
We don't put odds on it.
I feel you on that,
yeah. Stupid. I don't even know. I ain't never seen anyone in the cars run.
I remember one of them arguing with me talking about Ricky Fox going to shut it down to 8 mile and run six.
Oh, yeah, you talking about Buzz Creek.
He has. I will bet any amount of money he has. You know
he ain't
shut
it down. Hey, look, he ain't shut it down at no 3:30 and run no 6-0. And I'll take that bet any way you want to go.
No.
That's what the dude up Buzz Creek said.
Whoever said that must have been doing heroin. He shut
I'm thinking it's the dude Kenny.
He was
Boogie Fox or something like that.
He was in the crew, so he must be with the crew. I got a pro mod that won't do that.
It's that dude.
I'm trying to tell you. He shut that bitch off at the 1,000-foot mark and drifted to a 687.
1,000-foot.
Oh, I can believe that.
Oh, yeah, I believe that. But he said the
630. I believe that. He said the 330.
Now, whoever said the 330, whoever said 330 needed to go now, get a 9mm, and then kill himself. Ain't no fucking way nobody shut it off at no 330.
Hey,
what do you say, Father Time?
I said, there ain't no way he shut it off at 1,000-foot mark and run a 6 anything.
If you set it up
beside
that, and that, foot marks,
when you get
running
beside
out of two, you'd be running in the fives, and you couldn't drop that Mustang out of a airplane.
Look, I'm trying to tell you, I was there. He shut it off at 1,000 foot mark and went 687 at 163 miles an hour.
Don't argue with him. When you sit beside him, then we can show you.
I'm trying to tell you.
Hey, ISF.
Hey, we can sit beside him. There ain't no problem.
ISF.
Yes, sir.
What do you say? You start shit. What do you say you do?
I start shit and I stir it too. And I get
you stirring a big pile of shit when you talking to Father Time over there talking about sit beside him.
Yeah, right. You fucking.
You stirring a big pile of shit, bruh. You know that. You know what they always say? Don't speak on what you don't know. Now.
They ain't never told me that. They ain't never told me that.
Nah,
hey.
Well, I don't know. Well, maybe you was misinformed. Maybe they didn't tell you that, but I'm just telling you.
Father Time was cleaning.
Now, when you say sit, when you say this and you say it right, you say that sit like Kenny Fox. I mean, what his name is?
Kenny Fox. Whatever.
Ricky, you that sits like Ricky Fox on a drag radio.
And sit beside him.
Then sit beside him. You don't just go back and talk about anybody sit beside him, because see, people don't know what people got at home in the garage. And that man you talking to, I know I counted in his garage 20 cars.
Yes, sir.
And all of them bad.
Hey, Father Time, do y'all lease cars there?
Nope.
God damn it, man. I'm out of luck.
We load up the ones we want to go to the track with and take.
I'm getting annoyed.
God damn it. Well, I'm not Ricky Fox, but I know that's the baddest motherfucking Mustang I've seen.
See, I ain't never seen the Shock. I mean, I thought the Shock was Ricky Fox car.
Nah, no. If you want to see something fast, that bitch is all blue.
Oh, I seen the car at Foreign vs. Domestic. I seen the car at Foreign vs. Domestic. I don't think I seen it make a shakedown because the track was getting real fucked up there. Well, it was getting real cold.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I ain't never seen it. I seen the pictures of that Shock car, that white car you talking about.
No, that bitch clean.
Yeah, them guys got pro mods, man. Them basically pro mods, man, on drag radios. I mean, I call it what it is, you know.
Flying.
I mean, don't get me wrong, them class guys, man, and they can be grudge racers just like anybody else. But I mean, them guys got when you do it like I do it out of my own pocket and ain't nobody giving me nothing. That's something different. I mean, I grudge race. I take nothing and make something out of it, you know.
I'll tell you who started like that though. Honestly, which a lot of people don't know, Steven Jackson. Steven Jackson started like that. His car wasn't a fast. He used to get fucked by Tony Bounds a lot of times.
Yeah, but that bitch that Steven Jackson had was a beast. I mean,
yes, sir.
I mean,
when
you talk about guys
that's
got unlimited, man, you know what I'm saying? My dad and my mama don't give me nothing for no car. You hear me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ain't married into a rich family. So, I mean, and people think because I play ball. Shit, I played ball 12 years ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I take what I got and make it work, just like everybody else in grudge racing. I mean, just like a lot of guys, they be on Facebook talking about what they're going to do, and they're going to do this and they're going to do that. And I understand that because you got to take that money and you got to – I mean, you don't live – you can't eat and shit in that car. You know what I mean? You can't live in that motherfucker. It's a hobby, you know? And I don't have 50 dudes that – the only person to put money in my car is me. You know, and that's how it is, you know. When you got a big crew of guys that can do a shit, you should be fast.
Yeah.
But when you got one guy doing it.
Hey, French, I'm going to ask you this. What's the chances of that race between Adam and Ricky going down this year? That's what I want to know, dude. I mean,
I'm going to be honest with you. I really think that it might not happen. Why I say that?
It's not going to happen.
Because I think one is going to be scared and the other one is going to be glad of it. I'm going to call it just like that. I know for a fact that that blue bitch rides. I mean, he shows the numbers, clear as day. If you can get there, you jump on him, right or wrong.
That's true. You're right.
If he lights the fucking time up going 440, playing with the bitch, he's showing you you can't fuck with him. So if you don't jump on him, what does that tell you right there?
Some people take that just as good as a win.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody talk about, you know, the car,
First time the call, man, the first time that call went out, that bitch was 440s. Loud, I mean, the bitch ride. I mean, I'm being honest with you. I ain't knocking the shark at all. I've never seen him make a pass yet. I've never seen the car. If he come out, I hope everything's well. I would like to see the race. I know where my money's going.
Hey, look, can I be honest for a minute about that blue car and then the black one with the flames on it?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Now, I ain't no dummy. You know what I mean? This weeby. I've been looking at cars. I've been racing for a long time. But I know that the blue car motor is bigger than the black car, right? And I don't see too much difference than speed-wise from what I've been looking at times that I've been seeing at the track.
Oh,
and maybe the blue
okay.
car might be a lot faster, but from what I've been seeing, it ain't a hell of a lot different.
Now, the blue car has never been ran what you think it's been. I mean, it ain't been all out. All the systems ain't been on. That's for damn sure.
Uh-huh.
The black one, right.
The black car used to run in.
Me personally, I fuck with the black one harder than the blue one.
You talking about the black one with the flames on it?
The black car
the one
everybody grew up on. That's the one that
that's the car that used to run in Outlaw Drag Radio, right?
Yeah. That's the car I fuck with. For real, a lot of people can't beat that black one versus the blue one. And the blue one's supposed to be a lot faster than the black one. So the black one
I say like this. I tell you what he need to do is he need to get that great big family together and go get that grudge money.
I can't hear you. What you say?
Ricky need to go ahead and get that great big that he called ugly together and go ahead and get that grudge money.
Hey, I'm not him, man. I'm not him. I just bet. That's all I do.
I'm going to tell you, that great bitch right now, too.
I tell you what, though, a lot of people fake on it. That fucking gray car ride.
That's what I told you.
Man,
a lot of
the class guys going to come to grudge racing. Grudge racing is right now getting bigger than NHRA, man. And you know, it ain't something new that just started this year.
Slut.
Yo.
JB.
Yo.
We got to change the slut name to, he's a pastor on Thursdays. He
I ain't no pastor, man. Hey, look, dude. Hey, French, I've been doing this for a long time, since I was like 15 years old. You know what I mean? I've been drag racing my own shit since I was 15. You know, so I ain't just started. And JB will tell you, I call him Bug, but JB will tell you, we've been doing it down here for a long time. This shit ain't just start this year, last year, when In the Cut came out with a damn DVD. Shit, we've been doing this shit for a long time, man. You know, so I mean, and we love it. That's why we still doing it.
Hey, look, I seen somebody's name on a ballot the other day. He on here right quiet right now, but I seen somebody's name on a Grudge Race of the Year ballot the other day. But he on here right quiet right now. I guess he's playing pool.
Oh.
Yeah, he know who it is, man. He know who he is. Let me go back to these numbers. Hold on.
It ain't me.
Hold on. Nah, he done popped off here. Nah, he on here 301-752-6322. State your name.
Wait,
yeah, he's still on here. 302. Yeah, hey, that's him. Yeah. Oh, I seen it. I said, well, damn, Grudge Race of the Year, bad bitch.
I'm
under
the weather right now. I'm really sick.
You under the weather? You better stop it. What's going on?
You're a little sick. You're a little sick.
I got a cold right now.
Man, you better get out of them bushes. You better get out of them daggone bushes. You in them bushes hiding from Blue Magic.
Yo,
Bruce,
you better worry about Kenny.
Were you looking for me?
Mm-hmm.
Blue Magic.
Yeah.
What's up, Blue Magic? We're going to put a TV up. I'll be in Fayetteville.
Okay, let me see it, though. Which one is it? Let me see.
Hey,
well,
I'm going to tell y'all what I'd like to see. I'd like to see a little DP money up on that race right there with Blue Magic and Joe Minicon.
I tell you what, them motherfuckers are going at it. I don't know what they got going on, but every time we'll get off the subject of grudge racing, those two will go right back at it.
So they might as well go on and put that TP up and go on and make that show happen.
Y'all might as well go ahead and get it in.
I put $500.
Heads up, quarter mile. If Joe comes to Fayetteville, we get it on. If not, then we wait till I come to Maryland. That's a halfway point. We get it on. I ain't got no problem with that.
How much are you talking? We talking like $2,500?
God damn. You trying to buy a race or what?
You know who's got money, boy.
8-hour drive. I got to make this money back.
I'm going to go out and be like, John.
How about $1,000 off the trailer?
Hey, I said, me too.
I ain't racing on the trailer. Good God.
$1,000 off the trailer.
That track is too unpredictable. You ain't getting me to do that.
Bruns Creek is not unpredictable. It works. It's the car.
No, I'm talking about Fayetteville.
Oh, Fayetteville.
I'll come to Fayetteville.
Hey, how about y'all wait and do it at Bruns Creek? That way you know that bitch going to ride.
I'll come down to Fayetteville. Because it's not, Fayetteville's not, neither of us are home track, so it makes it fair. Make it $1,500, I'll come down.
We do it at Bruns Creek, man. Off the trailer.
You got big enough fan club. I'll take all their money, too.
I got a little motor compared to you, man.
Yeah, right. We can bring the pump.
Man, if everything works, it's going to be a good year.
Listen, I'll come down to Fayetteville if you can guarantee me $1,500
rate. God
damn. He said guaranteed.
God. Well, I'm saying the pot $1,500.
How many passes do I got to wait for you before you get down there? I have
two. One or two?
Yes, sir.
$1,500 is locked in.
What'd you say, French?
What happened? It's locked in, $1,500, Fayetteville, but you can't make 100 damn passes and wait till you get nighttime.
Why don't y'all go right off the trailer?
Yeah, that's what I asked him to do. Do it off the trailer.
I
he said no.
That track's too unpredictable. I'm not doing off the trail.
What if it was a good working track, man? We going out the back door is a good working track.
I've been there. I hear you. But I don't want to take that
chance. But you're going to lock it in, and then you won't go out the trail.
You want to do a $200 deposit?
God damn. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I can hit you PayPal, Western Union, or however you want me to do it tomorrow.
God damn it, I don't know who that is talking, but he about business. He said he want to do $200 a part right now. PayPal, Western Union.
I don't want to give you my credit card number over the phone, but we can do it first thing tomorrow. I go to Western Union, though.
I'm not sweating.
Court is adjourned.
JB, you can handle that.
Yeah. Hey, the thing is, if y'all want to go ahead and do it, I'll go ahead and call Cut tomorrow in the morning.
That's fine.
All right, Weaver, you still on Blue Magic? You still on?
I
ain't going nowhere. All right, bro. If y'all don't do that, I don't know if I'm Fayetteville, but I won't be there to see the race. If y'all do run, and y'all do run at the back door at Buzz Creek, let's say if something do happen, I bet you $200 you got me.
Well, do this. Since we teammates, Weaver can run Joe at Fayetteville. I'll run Joe at Buzz Creek.
I didn't say bet on a gap on you, did I?
You
won't bet on a gap on me.
I could be wrong.
Hey, just because y'all both play quarterbacks, one better than the other.
Huh? Yeah, we'll run the slot.
I don't usually play quarterback. I sack quarterback.
God damn it, man.
And so you went pro for it, huh?
Yeah, got
we'll
paid
run the
for
slot
it.
With our small block car. At Fayetteville, at the back door.
Hey, what was that, me?
We're on the slot with our small box
room. Say it again louder, man. Say it with your chest. We got to hear you.
Can't hear me?
Yeah,
I can hear you good now.
We'll run the slot out the back door at Fayetteville with our small block car.
Yeah. God damn.
I got my life savings on the slot.
I bet we come to a disagreement. I bet on that small block.
But I'm gonna tell you like this now. I'm not running for no $1,500.
How much you wanna run for?
I mean, I'll run you for $800, but I ain't running you for no $1,500.
That's fine. There'll be plenty of side action. I ain't worried.
I'm gonna be honest with you. The slut always looking for action, bro. But slut ain't running. I don't give a fuck if I know for a fact I'm a second fast. I'm not doing that.
So in other words, the slut just wanna fuck. That's all.
That's all she like to do. She just wanna party.
With no strings attached.
No strings attached. I'm gonna send him home and send him to the clinic.
I'm sure you got AIDS.
Ain't no sense going to the clinic for that. she got a good bill of health on him.
I'm not even betting with a like that.
Nah, I'm gonna go burn him and send him on home.
So you're gonna send him home burning then?
Damn,
yeah,
matter of fact, I don't even know what the car looked like. I mean, it's a small block stock suspension, right, Joe?
Yes, sir. Small block stock suspension.
We'll
do it.
Be like our
text
to get
a few
megathousand hours.
I can
hear you, Joe.
Yeah, we'll do it. Small block stock suspension against your slut.
Yeah, because see, what I'm trying to do, I mean, to be honest, I'm trying to get young Stinger. You know what I mean? But they asked me to give them something, and I ain't giving nothing up. You know what I mean? So I'm waiting for Steph. Yeah, I'm waiting for Steph to come down there and get fired up so he can, you know when Steph get fired up, you know you might get action the way you want it.
I feel you. Yeah. Hey, Slut, since he's a small blunt, he gonna run. You don't even need a magnifying. Just use lifestyle.
Yeah, I mean, he better use something.
Well, I got two bets. I'm gonna bet ISS 300 on that motherfucking small block. Then I'm gonna bet Weeby 200 that he gap him.
Now, give me that whole 500.
Friends, you might well go. I don't know. Look, you might well go and pay him now. Pay ISS now because he just said he got to study, so he can go on and put a down payment on his books for next year.
Yes, Lord.
I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. That small block ain't got a chance in hell. Look, don't get it twisted because peanut butter and jelly snuck by me. Don't get it twisted.
Hey, I lost money on you. I'm just trying to say
the slut let us all there that night.
Hey, slut, hold up, I'm gonna cut you off. This was my slogan when you were doing your burnout. I said the slut loves eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Yes, she did.
Until that motherfucker got thrown in your face, I had to walk home with no shoes.
Wheat bread. He don't like the ends.
Hey, look, me and Peanut Butter Jelly was talking. He was begging me down Richmond Dragway. I offered it. I went to give him everything he wanted. He told me, he said, well, you know, if you had stayed on the ground, you'd have beat the shit out of me. I said, yeah, but you beat me by 660 feet. So you shouldn't have to get nothing, and that truck run damn good.
I'm going to tell y'all something funny. The way he talked. I think ISS been hanging around my boy Big Head Kenny a lot with that mouth.
Shit, my mouth always been rattling,
buddy. Yeah, no, because that's what Big Head Kenny will say that. What you going to say, mouth? That's all he say.
That's Kenny. Everybody know that.
Because I talked to him the other day. Lips will say anything, mouth. That's him.
That's your number one.
Listen,
tell you a turtle will fly.
Yeah, they will. Mouth can say anything, boy, anything.
Hey, Slut, what did I say earlier?
Which what?
I said a parrot knows how to talk.
Oh, yeah.
A skunk know how to fart.
That's right. One thing about it is, like I say, that's just grudge racing. You can get a lot of shit talking. But at the end of the day, when you get to that track, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen when you got that money on the line.
Yeah.
When you got that money on the line.
I'm going to keep slicing this shit up because I want to see this race. So the Pink Warrior, he want to take Blue Magic out to dinner.
You ready?
That's what I'm hearing. Y'all want to go out the back door, right? Out the back door.
And the pigs, pussy pink.
God damn it, man. Blue Magic, I tell you what, it's going to be a good race, but that's why it's good race. Anything can happen.
Yeah, true that. But, you know, I'm underrated and underestimated.
Yeah, but you see what happened to fucking Seattle?
Yeah.
They got home.
See what happened to the Seahawks?
Well... You know, in grudge racing, sometimes it ain't the fastest guy and the prettiest car that win either. And you know what I mean?
Yes, Lord. And I know that. I learned that the hard way. It cost me money. And you too, French. Yeah, Sebastian Shaw don't always win, bro. 90% of the time he don't win.
Yep.
That's why I've been working all winter to make sure that I can stay out front.
You owe me a free soda or a cheeseburger or something. I had to walk home with no coat, no shoes, no nothing.
You got it.
Weather.
You got it, bro. You got it.
Man, I had my little hopes up.
Come to the trailer down Fairville. You got it.
My man, I appreciate it. Just for that truck that I'm betting with the slut now.
119.
Oh, shit.
I was supposed to run, but did y'all see how the conversation changed? I was supposed to run the Pink Warrior.
We can do that. We can do that, too. I was just trying to get my boys some action.
You know, Easter
coming.
Oh,
damn it. Slut, why you fucked up? I was going back with you. Now you're running Pink Warrior. Now I got to go right back to Pink Warrior again.
Well, you can go back to the Pink Warrior, brother.
Hey, Slut, what they say on Pay the Fool? Well, give me your food. No champagne, no beef, no nothing for you then, B. Don't feed that nigga nothing. No burgers, no hot dogs, fries, or soda.
Make sure all the sinks are cleaned out and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's going the race down Fairville. Man, Fairville track worked pretty good though, Joe.
Are you bringing Popeye too?
Huh?
You bringing Popeye too to Fairville?
No, Popeye. I don't think Popeye will be ready by Fairville.
Okay. I was just curious.
Yeah, I don't think he'd be ready about it.
Hey.
Is he on the line, JB?
Let me see. Papa.
Who's that dude name?
Yeah, I'm sure.
No, he's alone. Papa's alone.
No, I won't be there by then.
I was wondering who's going to be there.
What's your man name that was with you last time at the creek?
Which one?
That Mustang with them scars on him.
Oh, Richard. Richard Tillman.
Where he at?
He tore down right now, ain't he, JB?
Yeah, he'd be back out in a couple months.
Okay.
What was on your chest, Isaac? Say it. What was on your chest?
Oh, I need it. Oh, I only want to. I don't keep my mouth shut.
You don't keep it shut?
I don't keep my mouth shut.
All right. Go back to Millwood.
I'm gonna make sure it happened though when he did.
Oh, I think I'm connecting what you're talking about right now too.
Oh, I'm gonna go on his mother. I need him back.
Huh?
He got away with one.
Damn it, man!
He got away with one last time. He was in the creek.
Y'all know I want to see this race. Y'all might not agree. I'm gonna bring it back up again because you know why I don't give a fuck. This is my opinion. I would love to see that fucking S10 from off of Street Outlaws. Thumb down Buzz Creek, quarter mile versus Kryptonite.
You got to go underneath every, like, underneath, right?
I'm going to tell you something, Prince. You know, I was the first one that always said that shit was fake.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That damn truck that Daddy Dave got riding.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I got a question. You know, y'all know I don't call into this shit too often. It's only my second time. Is it true that them niggas really supposed to be coming down here?
I have no idea. Like I said, I just watched a TV show, and it got to the point where it was getting so scripted that I couldn't stand it. But that damn truck Dave got right. That bitch get busy.
I'm not going to know if they really come in.
The only car that's coming
but
down.
The thing about it is, if they do come to town, who the fuck
will
run them? Everybody else, ain't nobody running
going
to run them.
I mean, if he's sitting on the track, he got action. He got action from a lot of people. I mean, for real,
hey,
I mean, them boys run the street, man.
Yeah.
Hey, look, while y'all talking, somebody just slid in here right quietly. 240-925-6860.
What's up, JB?
What's going on?
That's my devil.
Thanks too much. I heard the Richard Tillman name. I had to chime in for it.
I knew that's why he said something, so, you know.
Yes, Lord, you know what I said.
Hey, is this Grey Goose?
Yes, Lord.
That's Grey Goose.
What's up, Grey Goose? You know who this is, don't you? What's up, Frank? My man.
Watch your back. His name is Who Next.
No, that's the truck's name.
What you looking
for? Well, Grey Goose, JB, y'all take over. I'm going to take over real quick, babe.
What's going on?
Show me the one you just showed me.
We have the world-famous Grey Goose. The Grey Goose truck
on the air right now. Red Boost, what's going on? How you feeling?
Not too bad. Just got done working on it, actually.
Oh, okay. So what's on your mind, man? Who you looking at sticking in this year?
I'd like to get back at Richard Tillman, to be honest with you.
Yes. Huh? You looking for Richard?
Richard Tillman?
Hey, and I'm going to pass his word. He said he's going to change it.
Richard Tillman. Hey, look, we got another microphone open. Let me read it out to y'all slow. 443-532-4121. Whose microphone is that?
Hey, D-Money, man, what's happening?
What's going on, D-Money?
The man is chill.
Man, I'm chilling. How y'all doing?
What's up, man? It's chill.
I've been chilling, man. I've been listening to y'all for the last half hour trying to get on, man.
He thought you were going to call us to pick you up.
What? Hey, who is that talking to the chicks now? We gotta mute somebody. Who is that?
I don't know. It's a TV or something off.
All right, yeah. If you're trying to get a little piece on the side, y'all go ahead and do that and, you know, come back in. Hey, JB, I got a question for you.
What's up?
Yo, JB, anybody know how to get a hold of Bad Storm, that black and blue Mustang from down south?
Yeah, I know. I might know how to get in touch with Bad Storm. What you trying to do with Bad Storm? You trying to cause a hurricane?
Ever since Bad Storm beat me last year down Fayetteville, I got a hard on. I can never get a hold of him. I'm looking for his ass.
Oh shit! Yeah, God damn it! I reckon. Yeah, I might know.
Is that Joe talking? Yeah, that's Joe talking.
Is he wearing his blue magic? What the hell is wrong with him?
Wait, who that?
I don't believe it. Okay.
Wait, say it again?
Oh, man.
That's Weeby talking trash.
Oh, shit.
What's
going on, Weeby?
Hey, what's going on, G-Money?
I'm saying, what up, D?
What's up, baby? How you doing, man?
Cooling, man. I've been trying to get at y'all for the last half hour.
Yeah,
I know.
I got to do something real big with Joe Manicazzi this year. He, feeling and smelling himself. I gotta go ahead and show him pink ain't. Pink is not a masculine color this year.
I got my money on you, baby.
Thank you,
baby. I can't believe you're still up right now, Weeby. you should have your blindfold on Count Pink Warriors.
I might count Pink Warriors when I go to sleep tonight.
You should.
One down, two down, three down.
I ain't trying to. It's a pretty car. I don't want you to have a nightmare.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Hey, if them street outlaws come to town, I'll run them cats.
Oh, yeah, you fit right in with them. You fit right in them, G-Money.
I will run their ass. You let them come this way.
Who's this?
It's G-Money, man. You all know? The man of steel, babe.
What car is that?
Chevy 2.
Chevy 2? Small tire?
That clean-ass mint green one.
I'm trying to remember. I don't remember seeing it.
He was parked right behind you at Capitol.
Right behind you, Capitol. Shit, I don't know. Whatever. You said with a small tire, you got it.
Yeah, hey, I'll take it whatever you give me, cuz. Well, head up. Scared I'm not. I'll take your ass down. Hey, if you don't know, you will know.
I'm not worried about it. I'll try you out. You got action.
Oh, that's what I like, babe. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, Joe, don't get no amnesia now, Joe.
You can write this down. It's all right.
Hey, Joe, what you drinking?
I had that Philly fresh water up here.
Whatever you drink, I need to order me some of that tonight.
Yeah. Hey, JB.
Yo.
Hey, you seen that? You asked me about that other Chevy 2 I got. You see that joint?
I like that joint.
Yeah?
When is that coming out?
I'm not exactly sure. I'm going to take my time a little bit. I've been at that car, man, 16 years, man.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I'm just a box of a junkie, man. I love them all.
You bringing the Nova to Fayetteville?
Lord will.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
You better hit a Brinks truck.
What'd you say?
You better bring a Brinks truck, too, because I'll take every penny you got.
Oh, Lord, I must.
Because that man will come in there with driving something better than a Brinks truck.
Yeah. Joe, you must be bringing something other than that damn Pink Warrior.
Pink Warrior and the mistress and probably the godfather. The only three we're bringing, that's all we need. That's enough bullets for all years.
That would be a good race, the godfather and the Man of Steel.
You can try that out.
That personally, me saying that, not trying to start now, but that would be a good race. I'd like to see.
Put a couple dollars up. We could do that.
What kind of godfather? Black Camaro?
Yeah.
In a black one with a red stripe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know which one it is. We can do that.
If G Money comes, we're going to have a ball.
Yes,
I can promise you that.
Hey, B-Rod.
Yo.
Man, with G Money and Father Tom get together, oh my God!
Man, we gonna have a ball, man.
Yes, sir. Man, G Money and Mr. Bobby, boy, they be like damn Voltron.
It can't get here fast enough.
Hey,
G Money, I'm gonna tell you something. I need to tell you. You was right too, boy. You know what I'm talking about.
Was I right?
Yes, you was right too, boy.
All right, now.
You were right. I'm going to have to hit you up later on after we got the phone.
Okay, I'll be right here, man. Yeah, I can't wait to get out here and do some racing this year, so I ain't lying, man.
Don't talk to
him, O'Brien. I'm not. Don't. I can't wait to get out here to the track.
I don't mean no harm. The chick from Blog Talk just told me my minutes ran short. We actually done pushed it past 10 o'clock, so we're not recording right now. So I think we might have to get this done next week.
Sounds good to me. I got my races locked in. I'm cool.
Yeah,
you're going to get a good whipping. That's what you're going to get. You ain't got nothing locked in. You got a good whipping locked in.
I'm about to go to the bank now and make a deposit just so I put some money away.
I'm going to call you tomorrow around lunchtime and watch me and you some money.
Alright. Hey, whatever. We'll figure it out. No big deal. That's cool. Alright, boy. Your word's good with me, Weeby. We'll set up a DP. We'll get it done.
Alright, Joe. That sounds like a plan.
Y'all boys, right. Take it light, man.
But don't go hiding. Don't go taking that car apart. Don't get too crazy.
Yeah, it'd be waiting on you. It'd be together.
Yeah. You better hope you find some magic.
Hey, Minister, I need that team really lit over there quiet, man.
Yeah.
Be quiet.
Team Red Alert got their hands full. That's what the problem
is.
My 7-year-old got magic kits, man. I'll let you borrow some magic kits off my 7-year-old, Weeby. There ain't no magic on that
thing. Hey, just remember, I got the magic stick.
Just bring it. Waiting on you.
All right, fellas, I got to go chow time.